Thanks for having me, Barb. Well, Eagle Sync is a great resource that can be found on the emich.edu website. Simply log into the emich.edu website and type in Eagle Sync, and from there, it will take you to the Eagle Sync source that has several links on there, allowing you to identify and find one of our 300 plus student organizations on campus. It's a great way for you to also find out about events that are on or near campus, sponsored by student organizations or departments on campus, such as Campus Life. And it is also a great way for you to track and showcase your student involvement on campus. Volunteering is a great, great way for a student to identify their passion, hone in on it, and cultivate it. It's a great way for you to, or a student to work with other like-minded people in the community, as well as those on campus. You never know where volunteering can actually take you. Volunteering is something that you, when you volunteer, you want to make sure that you're volunteering with something that you actually have an interest in, because that your interest is the very thing that will want, that will, your interest in that particular organization or company is the very thing that will entice you to keep coming back and sticking with volunteering with that actual organization or company. I'm gonna stop there, Barb. Absolutely. So students can find volunteer opportunities several different ways. They can simply go to the emich.edu website and type into the search bar the words volunteer opportunities. Doing that will pull up opportunities, excuse me, on Eastern Michigan University's campus, or as well as in the area. Or you can take a deeper dive and do a Google search, because we know that Google is our best friend, and do a Google search on a specific place or company or organization that you're interested in. Simply go to their website, then call and ask if they have any volunteer opportunities available, because it may or may not be posted on the website, which is why you want to physically call that organization or company to see if they have any opportunities available. Keep in mind that most companies and organizations are open to creating volunteer opportunities for students. It's very, very rare that an organization will turn down free help, which again, you want to make sure that you are passionate or have a strong interest in the tasks and duties and responsibilities that come along with volunteering for that specific organization. excuse me, volunteering is an important thing to do because it's a great way for you to develop what we call employability skills and use it on your resume, hard and soft skills such as critical thinking, teamwork, effective communications, and interpersonal communication skills, to name a few. Even further, employers love to see selfless acts such as community service on a resume. It serves as a great speaking point within your job interview because you have duties and responsibilities that you can speak to and pull from your resume as just like you would a job. It's a great way to meet people with the same interest in an effort to expand your professional network. And lastly, keep in mind that volunteering can most importantly evolve into other levels of employment, such as internships, and later transition into a full-time employment opportunity post-graduation. So if you have not thought about volunteering, I would strongly consider that you do so. Again, consider areas of interest and passion. Consider areas that are in your major. That will be a great way for you to get your foot in the door to even see if your major is even a good fit for you by you volunteering in the field. Because again, we know that volunteer service can turn into evolve into an internship and then full-time employment. Thank you. You're welcome. My pleasure.